Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Amusement is essential to healing. Have you got enough? No. Amusement is a wonderful self-healing technique. Amusement is like the helium in our balloon. It keeps our energy up. When we are amused, we are light, and everything flows smoothly and easily. Did you guys realize that laughter actually changes the chemical system of the body? There are stories, documented stories. A guy wrote a book about it. In fact, he had a terminal illness of some sort. I don't remember what it was. And he rented all the funny movies he could, and, you know, they'd given up on him. And he set himself up, and he just watched these movies and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. And I don't remember from the book what else he did. But essentially, he healed himself with creating chemical changes within his body from the laughter, from the joy, from the amusement. So I'm trying to tell you, laughter's real. It's not just some old lady's fantasy about healing. It's a real physical phenomenon, and it's a way that each one of us can change our lives. All right, well, enough of that preamble. Let's get into some meditation. So everybody take a nice deep breath and ground and ground some more. And go ahead and ground a little more. I want you to find something amusing about having been grounded. You know, since you started grounding, is there something entertaining that's happened in your life? You discovered that you have toes? You discovered your nose is running? Grounding's wonderful. You begin to see what is happening in your body when you ground. And your body is, after all, your vessel. So take a nice deep breath. And ground. You are spirit. You're a bright spark of light. You're the thing that frightens most bodies. Probably you've frightened your own body many times. Allow that brilliant spark of light that is you to come to the top of your head and just sit there for a moment. The space at the top of your head is where you know yourself. And you let your body know you. We call it your knowingness. It's a great place for your communication with God. Nice place to be where you can be aware of the body without being overwhelmed by it. Be still and know yourself for a moment. You, the spirit, know yourself. You're not your body. You're a part of the divine force. Your body's just your tool or your vessel for this particular point in time and space. And allow yourself to slowly come from the top of your head right into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Be aware of the body around you. It's heavy, isn't it? It's very dense and heavy, solid. It's frustrating to you, spirit, sometimes, doesn't it? Just be there and let it surround you for a moment. Use your grounding to help make that adjustment between these two levels of energy. You, the spirit, and your heavy body. Just be there and accept the duality of spirit and body. Many people never even recognize this, much less balance it. Now, I want you to go back up to the top of your head. And I want you to be aware of your amusement. I'm speaking of you, the spirit. It's simply a vibration. If you need to, slide up just a little above your crown chakra, the top of your head. If your body's so heavy with disturbance, and it's difficult for you, the spirit, to vibrate at that level of amusement anywhere near the body, just go above it a bit and reassure yourself that you, the spirit, truly do have a great deal of this vibration of amusement. Now just let yourself bring that vibration of amusement back down to the top of your head and know you are amused as spirit. And bring as much of that as you can into the center of your head and let it start to shine through the body. If nothing else, we can often be amused at how ridiculous we can be. Take a nice deep breath. Just let that amusement move through you. Notice you don't have to have anything outside of yourself. You don't even have to have a funny movie, although that helps. You can bring that amusement within and use it to heal your body as well as you. Amusement definitely assists us to balance the duality of spirit and body. Be there in the center of your head with this vibration of amusement moving through your body. No effort. And simply be aware of what begins to occur. Ask your body how it feels. Yes, you can have a conversation with your body. You are not your body, you are spirit. Does your body like the amusement? Notice your grounding. Is it easier to be grounded? Notice your ability to be centered within the head, in the body. Does your amusement help you do that? Are you more neutral when you're amused? The answer to that is yes. Be in the center of your head and simply experience being grounded and in neutral and amused. Takes no effort. Notice the amusement in the body begin to emerge, begin to come forward for you. Now let's talk to my favorite teacher, Jesus, who became a Christ. Because he was a very amused soul, and his body was very amused. Now I know most of you have an image of Jesus suffering, because that's the images that were put out during the European period of time. And that's where most of our history evolves from, that period of time. I'm always incredibly amused by all of the art during that period, because everybody was European. And Jewish people were many of the people that Jesus associated with and happened to be himself. So you know he had dark hair, dark eyes, darker complexion. He did not look like some Englishman who'd sat inside all day. So allow yourself to have some amusement about how people put things in their own image to be comfortable. to make it intellectually comprehensible, which makes people comfortable. And let's speak to the real Jesus, the soul, Jesus, who had a body. And for amusement, you can always ask Jesus to give you some information about the difference between his body and the way the Europeans painted it. Quite different, isn't it? Many of the people in the biblical stories were such a variety of people. There might have been maybe one European type or two, but not many. They were the unusual. So get some amusement about how the picture is painted according to the painter. And you can then begin to get some amusement about your life and how you're the painter and you're the one creating the picture from the information that you have. Now, once you're saying hello to Jesus, I want you to just tune in to him and ask him to tell you about your amusement. Receive information about your amusement. For fun, you might ask him about his amusement. Remember, he broke just about every Jewish law there was, and he thought it was very entertaining most of the time because he believed they were ridiculous laws. Ask Jesus what can help you increase your amusement so that you can take life more lightly. Now use your grounding to help you release anything that interferes with you having your amusement, increasing your amusement. It might irritate some people. What do you mean you're not taking this seriously anymore? And you might even find that amusing. Nice deep breath. So let's ask Jesus to stay with us, and we're going to get him to assist us with some self-healing today, helping us bring ourselves back to the vibration of amusement. And I'd like for you to just tune in to one thing in your life recently you have not been amused about that you would like to lighten up. It can be anything. Just one thing, please. One thing about which you are not amused. I can give some suggestions if anyone's having fun. The things that people bring to me that they're not amused about is how they cannot live up to their own expectations, or how they're so afraid they can't function, or how they're judging whatever their creative process may be so much that they're not in motion with it anymore. Does that give you guys some possibilities? They're always the people who are scared to death they're going to die in the next 3 seconds. Please wait a little longer, it'd be bad for our reputation. Everybody's so afraid of the finances, the state of the world. I mean, take a moment and tune into one thing about which you're not amused. Use your grounding to let go of the information from which you're operating that keeps you from being amused. Remember, you're the painter. If you don't like this situation, you can change the painting. The European painters made Jesus in their image, which was absurd. But you can make your life into the image that you choose. And right now, we're focused on increasing the amusement. If you're having trouble with another person, put a mustache on you and that other person. What will make it amusing? Oh, that's not going to work with Larry, but... not with Bill either. Let's see. We'll put a funny hat on him or something. Find something that will allow you to be amused by it. It may be ridiculous to help you lighten and brighten. Maybe it's a situation. Put it out of context and let yourself see the amusement, the lighter side. Now, if you're having difficulty making the shift from the heavy, serious, disturbed perspective of this issue to a lighter, brighter side, remember Jesus' first miracle. He was at a wedding, and he changed water into wine. Isn't that fabulous? And there's a great deal of amusement in this story, because he wasn't going to do this. But his mother said, "They're out of wine. You have to do this. Do it." He said, "Mother, it's not my time." She said, "Do it." So before his time, he created wine from water. And it was the best wine they'd had all day. I find a lot of amusement in that story. If you don't believe me, read the Bible. Ah, this might tempt some of you to actually read that book. It has some great stories. Nice deep breath and find amusement and ask Jesus to help you find amusement about this situation that you have been extremely serious. Ask Jesus for healing. Jesus can assist you with your grounding, with your neutrality, with your release of inappropriate information. Maybe when you were a child, you were told not to take things lightly. You have to grow up and be more serious. You can let that go. As I age, I am not looking for wisdom. I'm looking for increased amusement. Age does not mean serious. Let go of the seriousness and bring in the amusement. All right, have you guys totally perfected this particular issue? Take a nice deep breath and just use your grounding and let go, let go, let go. Because when you change anything within your system, a great deal shuffles and shifts. And it's important to acknowledge that and that growth and healing within the body. By letting go of one thing, everything else in your system must shift. Be grounded and neutral and allow that healing shift to occur. Now, I don't know why it is, but people tend to want to make all the spiritual teachers very serious and very heavy and not much fun, and that's not true at all. All of them had a great deal of amusement, or they would not have been able to have their wonderful communication with their God. Without amusement, it's very difficult for us to raise the vibration in the body enough to allow our spiritual energy to come through and use the body for that spiritual communion. So I'd like for us to communicate with another wonderful teacher, and that's Buddha. So I want you to say hello to Buddha and get into the present with this great soul. And ask Buddha to communicate with you about amusement in general and how it changes your vibration and helps you to heal. Then ask Buddha to talk to you about your amusement. Are there any areas where you could increase your amusement? The answer to that would be yes. Then ask Buddha for a healing to help you let go of the barriers to your amusement, to help you increase that vibration of amusement within your body and in your relationship with your physical creations. Ah, thank Buddha for the information. And you might want to remember him as you are doing your meditations. Anytime you're not allowing yourself to be amused, remember the laughing Buddha and allow yourself to find the laughing you. Be here in the present moment. Be in touch with you, the spirit. And again, go above your head and experience your bright amusement energy. Be aware if you're able to get in touch with it a little better after the healing work you have done. And increase your grounding. Yes, you can ground from outside of the body. And allow yourself, the spirit, to bring your amusement through the top of your head, into the center of your head, and fill your body with your unique vibration of amusement. Again, noticing if you're able to bring a little more amusement into the body. Now, those of you who are experiencing grief or sadness or anger or some other emotion in the body, please do not invalidate yourself. Your amusement will stimulate other vibrations that are in the body that are ready to move. Amusement is a healing force. Relax, ground, and allow that amazing healing property of amusement to help you heal your body. Be in present time, because that is where your body abides, in present time. Let the amusement help you, the spirit, come into this present moment and into the body. You are spirit, you're so bright, you're so capable, and you're not about to hang out inside of a body full of pain and fear and hate and disturbance. No, you're going to be gone somewhere else and let it collect all that stuff on its own. So come back to the body. Consciously bring in the amusement. Bring in the joy so that you can enjoy being here in the present. Let go of the past. Let go of the future. Be in this moment. And let the body experience that amusement, even if for a moment. Now, in our meditations, we communicate with God, and in our creed, we state that we believe that's the most important thing that we do. As we communicate with God at the end of our meditation today, please notice if the amusement is assisting you and your body to have a slightly more clear communication with your God. So increase your grounding. Keep allowing that amusement vibration to flow through your body, from you to your body. Feel your body and say hello to your God. If you would like, feel free to communicate with God about amusement and its healing benefits. Ask God for healing to help you increase your amusement Nice deep breath. Thank God for all the many wonderful vibrations we have with which to heal, to grow, to give, to receive. When you're ready, you might want to wiggle your foot, pat your knee to help you bring your attention back to the physical body. Allow yourself to take your amusement through the week. And when you're ready, you're welcome to open your eyes, bend forward, and release some energy. Hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.